Amy, I am so excited about our next guest because having spent a little time driving turboprops, I'm always interested in hearing how they make them more efficient. So that's why we've got Jim Allman, who's the president, CEO, and founder of Blackhawk with us today. And he came all the way up from Texas.
Waco, Texas.
Waco, Texas.
Waco.
Home of Fixer Upper.
I mean, it was probably as warm up here as it was in Waco.
It was brutal here last week.
It certainly was. Well, welcome and thank you for joining us on EA Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
You know, I think something that I would be curious about, because people don't necessarily know everything that Blackhawk does, tell us in as many words as you can, but less than three dozen, what Blackhawk is focused on and how you came to be involved in the Kingers.
So the elevator pitch, I guess, is what you'd want. We upgrade turboprop aircraft, primarily the King Air, Beechcraft King Air, the Cessna Caravan, as well as the Conquest Ones and Piper Cheyennes. And by upgrading, we do the engineering to approve larger PT-6, Pratt & Whitney PT-6 engines on the aircraft that gives them more speed, more performance. They're safer, more economical in many ways. And on some of our product lines, it actually increases the ability to do more with the airplane. So the profitability of the company using the engines, especially skydivers on the Caravan, and they're used in South Africa and Central Africa for humanitarian missions. So we're able to lift more out of shorter strips, which enables them to perform their missions better and more efficiently.
Well, is there the King Air is the primary seller. I forgot about the Caravan and the Cheyennes, but how many STCs do you guys have for King Airs alone?
Well, total STCs we own across all markets is about 30, and with the equal number of foreign approvals through EASA and DGAC and such. On the King Air, we own about 5 to 6 STCs on those, plus some ancillary approvals on fuel tanks and that kind of stuff. So primarily our business is engine upgrades with new higher horsepower engines. And to be clear, we do not modify the engines whatsoever. A lot of people think that what do you do to that engine to make it produce more horsepower? We just put on a higher horsepower engine that's factory built by Pratt & Whitney.
That's actually the easiest way to make it.
Much easier.
Give us an example on a 200 King Air. I forgot what motors it came with originally, and what do you put on it?
Sure. So the engine, the King Air originally came out, the 200 came out with what they call a Dash 41 engine. So that was back in 1974. And then later, the newer air model was a B200, and it came out with a Dash 42. And the difference between them was just newer technology, more efficient engine, higher horsepower, able to breathe better at altitude. And then we came along and said, hey, maybe we should put even a higher horsepower engine on it. And we came up with the idea to put the Dash 61 and Dash 52. And there's a lot of dash numbers in it and all that, but each time the horsepower got higher. And the latest and greatest is the 52, even though it's a lower number than the 61. They are pretty much exactly the same engine. And Textron Beechcraft now installs the 52 on brand new, what they call the King Air 250.
Okay. That I was going to ask you, what inspired you, Jim, to get into making what's really an incredible, durable airplane into an even better airplane? Because it sounds like you're doing that with several different models out there.
Well, that's a very good question. Early in my career has always been mostly aircraft sales. I worked for a company called Ram Aircraft, and they used to display here at Oshkosh, and they did engine upgrades for piston engine airplanes. And I watched what they did and how they did it, and I suggested at one time to the president of the company that maybe they should think about doing turboprop aircraft, do the same thing. And he wasn't interested in that. That was outside of his understanding, what he knew about and his expertise level. So I left that company and kept it in my mind. And then I pitched it to my, I have two business partners that were also helped me found the company. and said, you know, I want to go and get brand new engines and put higher horsepower engines on these airplanes and make them go faster. Because I think most pilots, you don't buy an airplane to go slow. If you want to go slow, you take the airlines, right? So,
absolutely.
I like that.
If you got time to spare, go by air, right? So, you know, and it was, we were the pioneer. There wasn't a lot of companies doing what we did at the time. And I think a lot of it was just because of the expense. And a lot of people just didn't have faith that you could spend the money on a brand new engine. Yes, it'll make it go faster, but who's really going to buy that? So there was a huge leap of faith on the part of my business partners and our banks. But I proved them out, and we installed the first one on a Conquest. And I got in the airplane, and anybody that expressed a mild interest in it, I flew to their location and I gave them a ride. And I call it the fuzzy puppy method of sales. You put that fuzzy puppy in their hands, they got to have it.
Oh, yeah.
And so it worked out pretty well.
Especially when it comes to increasing the performance, the safety, and the speed, of course. Everybody
exactly.
likes to have their eyebrows blown back.
Exactly. Like I said, you don't buy an airplane to go slow.
Give us some numbers, let's say, on the Conquest, on the first one. What would it do out of the factory, and then what was the difference when you put the bigger engines on it?
In a nutshell, it gave it 25 to 30 knots more speed. So out of the factory, they were about a 250, maybe 260, and we got it to 285 to 295. And so it really was pretty special. Plus, the safety factor rolls in because the single-engine service ceiling of the original engine was about 13,000 feet on a warm day. Our single-engine service ceiling is 19,000 feet, and there's not a mountain in the United States we can't get over on one engine.
Wow.
In the Conquest or the C-90, for that matter.
So wow. That made taking that thing in and out of Aspen or Eagle something like that less intimidating, worrying about it when you're
exactly.
in the clouds.
Exactly.
Wow. But now, what about the fuel burn?
Fuel. Anytime you go faster with more horsepower, you do burn more fuel. But you are also able to get to the higher altitude faster, so it's a more efficient flying altitude. So,
well,
in a nutshell,
yeah, that's
the turboprop
exactly. part of it. That's
sure.
the magic.
Exactly, and I tell people it will burn more fuel. I can't change, you know, aerodynamics. That's just the way it is. But it will get to altitude faster. And our King Air 350, we'll talk about here in a minute. It's amazing how much faster it gets to altitude. It's just an amazing airplane.
And people, when Beechcraft first released the 350, people thought that was going to be the be-all and the end-all because it was going to be so much better. It was so terrific. But that doesn't seem to faze you when people say, this is really great. You like to be greater.
Yeah. Well, we now have a tagline on the King Air 350 and the King Air 300 that it's the fastest King Air on the planet. And that is no brag, just fact.
Wow.
We are the fastest.
How fast is the new King Air that you guys add the engines to versus the old one?
Stock King Air does about 300 to 310 knots if you push it. We're 335 to 340 knots.
That's a lot faster.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that burns more fuel. But again, we can go to 35,000 feet in about 18 minutes. And the stock airplane's about 40 to 45 minutes. So we're there in less than half the time, and we're already miles ahead, cruising along, 335 knots.
That's not a jet.
I was going to say, I flew one of the early Citation IIs, and we would flight plan maybe 350, 345, depending on the temperature. But you're talking about that in a turboprop that's burning a whole lot less fuel and probably has a much more comfortable cabin than that old Citation II did.
Exactly, and the fact that you have a double club configuration in the King Air 350 where you can put eight people in the back, you put enough fuel to go 1,200, 1,300 miles and get there in 3 to 4 hours. Citation II, you'll match it, but you really can't carry quite the load. And we have some customers that have both a Citation Encore and our 350 with our engine upgrade on, they say they'll do the same mission with both airplanes, and it's about a 2-minute difference, but a much higher fuel burn on the Citation.
And of course, I mean, as you mentioned, the performance, because now you can get that airplane in and out of places that, of course, before the King Airs did a pretty decent job,
sure,
short field wise.
Sure.
But now, so again, do you sell a lot of these conversions? You mentioned earlier before we started, I think, about Africa and some of the remote regions where they use them as ambulance machines and what have you. So do you sell a lot overseas too?
We do. We've done very well in many parts of Africa and South America, mostly missionary-type missions. We support the UN missions down there. There's a couple churches in the Congo that use the aircraft to supply food and supplies to these outlying villages. And they'll land on the side of a mountain. They'll land on a road and a field. And so the Caravan is just a tough airplane, can carry a lot of weight in and out. Whereas some of their places they would land, they could only take in two or three people and all their stuff, and take out two or three people and all their stuff. Now with our engine, because it's so much more horsepower for takeoff, they can take in 6 to 10. So it really helped to increase the payloads.
That leads me to what do you have here on the field at EAA Air Venture 2019? What did you bring with you?
So we have two King Airs. We have a B200 King Air and a King Air 300. Our 300 is our latest STC approval that we literally got last week.
Wow, so fresh off the press.
It is.
I like
the
that.
Ink isn't wet, or is still wet on the STC. And that is the world's fastest King Air because it's the smaller version of the 350. Has a smaller airframe, but the same horsepower as the 350. So we're, 335 to 345 knots. We've actually clocked it over 350 knots, but that's pushing the engine pretty hard. And then the other aircraft is an AeroView-equipped mm-hmm. airplane. Bendix King has this new glass cockpit, and it has our engines, and it's the first one certified with our engines and their glass cockpit. And we do what's called a Phoenix upgrade, where we paint interior, do all new glass cockpit, engines, props, everything's from nose cone to tail cone to make it just as new as we can. The 300 as well, it's got full new G1000 NXI, which is a fantastic panel. So it's two special airplanes that we brought to this show, and we're just really glad to be here because this is an amazing show. And I've been coming here, I've been showing here for almost 27 years, and this is my 30th show of attending. So EA is just amazing place to be.
So where are people going to find you on the field, Jim?
We are in booth 307. Which is over near Hangar B. And we've been there every year, so a lot of people can find us and come see us. And we're happy to give you a bottle of water. We have rain ponchos if it starts raining, we give away. So
hopefully,
I was just wondering
we're done with rain.
I hope we are, because boy, it rained yesterday.
Jim Allman from Black Hawk in Waco, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Air Venture in Oshkosh, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.